sex, art, religion, and monogamy. This questioner says, I want to expand on what Jerry was saying earlier about the people in mental institutions being there because of their confusion about sex and religion. I'm an artist, and I've heard it said that all great art is inspired from sex and religion. And during this discussion about sex, I realized that, from my perspective, the ultimate relationship involves a perfect fusion of creative and sexual energy. So, regardless of what society says I should or shouldn't do in terms of my sexual choices, it seems to me that this fusion of energies is more intense and more delicious with one person.
It is true of everything. When you are positively focused in a moment, giving your attention to some positive object of attention and therefore in complete alignment with the source within you, your energies are aligned and your experience must be wonderful. But this is a conversation about coming into alignment with source first by virtue of your positive attention, not a conversation about the merits of one lover versus many. For the most part, those who are seeking many sexual experiences are those who have not completely defined what they want. They're still collecting data, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And then she said, in my own mind, I use the term life partner instead of monogamy to describe what I'm looking for.
Life partner for this moment can be a good idea. But since the details of the life you are living will always produce more clarity about what you desire, you will always be sending out new rockets of desire. The most productive and sustaining commitment that you could ever make would be to the continual aligning with the expansion that life causes you to discover. In other words, as you live life in all of its detail, including the person you are in love with and living with or married to, you are still sending out rockets of desires of improvement, and the non-physical source energy part of you receives each request and melds it into the vibrational becoming that is truly who you are. Your intention to keep up with that expansion is your true path to happiness. Of course, those who are consistently in alignment with the source within them would continue to inspire harmony and love from their partner. So we are not suggesting that you should not or cannot sustain a wonderful lifelong relationship with another. But we are saying that your relationship between you and you must come first before any other relationship can remain satisfying. Many people who are worried about the loss of love enter into marital agreements, till death do us part agreements, as they try to protect themselves from unwanted things. That is the opposite of what we are explaining here.